Hustlers.
Yeah. Hey, hi, hustlers. Welcome back to episode 11 on the Girl Hustle Project. I am so lit by the messages I got about the previous episode talking about discipline, and I thought it appropriate to follow that episode and dive deeper into motivation. Because when motivation lacks, we have to turn to our discipline. But why does motivation lack? These two concepts, in my mind, complement each other so well. And if you haven't listened to the episode on discipline yet, I highly recommend you go listen to that first and then come back to this episode. When we start our journeys, why is our motivation so high? And why does it seem to burn out by week's end? How do we reignite that motivation we originally felt when we first began? And how can we keep it? These are questions that I address all the time, especially working in health and fitness space. Have you ever heard of the term burnout? There are several definitions to this, but with health and fitness, especially when it comes to mindset, burnout to me is feeling and thinking negatively toward the tasks at hand and not feeling excited about the journey anymore. When you are no longer feeling positive and upbeat about what you're doing, you've reached some sort of burnout. And I do want to disclaimer this because burnout is very different than being uncomfortable with change. Because change is not easy, it's meant to challenge you. So there's a difference between, dang, this is challenging, but I know it's working, so I'm going to flex my discipline and keep going, versus, I hate this. It's expecting too much of me. I'm exhausted. The thought of it gives me stress and anxiety. I quit. And I want you to know that I've been a victim of this too. I've opted into programs I was super excited and motivated about. And then I was like, dang, this is absolutely ridiculous. If I feel this way and I have the drive and discipline that I have, how do other people feel? And I see burnout all the time, whether it's in extreme diets, workouts, programs with unrealistic expectations, these all contribute to burnout. And to be honest, this really concerns me that people are putting out programs and info that is really setting people up to fail from the start. So I'm really stoked to bring this episode to you today to give you insight on what motivation consists of and how to keep that flame constantly burning. This is addressed in 5 parts. I call them the motivation mental walls. And unless you learn how to scale them, you're constantly going to be stuck in a loop of restarting at day one, burning out, and starting again. The 5 walls are the starting wall, the midweek wall, the slow progress wall, the peer pressure wall, and the life happens wall. Each of these walls come with their own unique set of resistance that we have to be ready to combat within our minds. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about how to recognize them and how to scale them. I want you to think with me for a minute. Whenever you come across something that excites you and you're willing to invest, whether money, time, or energy, what is it that sparks you to put some skin in the game? When I randomly see a cute dress online, the first thing I visualize is myself wearing it and how cute I'm gonna look in it. But beyond that, I think of where I'm wearing it and when I'm wearing it. If it's a cute sundress, I can see myself walking into brunch, the sun is shining, and I feel beautiful. So typically I buy it. I'm motivated for the end result, which is to wear it and feel beautiful. This is typically the reason why we buy the cars we do, the clothes we wear, the jewelry we want, the electronics, you know, whatever it is. You see yourself driving it and feeling like a bad A, or wearing the skirt and feeling sexy as F, or feeling like a princess in those new earrings. Whatever it is, you can see the best case scenario of you using that product or whatever it is. We sell ourselves on it by seeing us enjoying it to its fullest potential. This mindset is no different when you're looking at other goals. For your schooling, if you went in to be a teacher, maybe you saw yourself in the front of the classroom and your kids loving you. You saw your nameplate on the outside of the door. You felt pride and happiness knowing that you were going to make a difference in kids' lives. No one told you about the screaming, whining kids and the days you felt exhausted and you wanted to hide under your desk. Or maybe you went to school to be a nurse. You probably saw yourself in some version of Grey's Anatomy with cute scrubs, hopefully cute doctors, but overall, you saw the best case scenario of you helping and serving others. But nobody told you about the 12-hour shifts and the sacrifices you would have to make to get there. But because your motivation and you visualized the best case scenario, you opted in for it. You felt passionate and excited and full of energy. So on the days that you may have lacked in motivation, your why and discipline kicked in. So when it comes to health and fitness, we start our journeys already visualizing the best case scenario. We join and start because we see ourselves at the end result. You didn't think about being 20 pounds lighter. You thought about feeling confident. You thought about feeling good. You saw yourself as the best version of yourself, and that motivated you to get started. So before we begin getting into these walls, I want you to think about where you're struggling with motivation right now. And I want you to think about the original vision of the outcome you saw. What was it? And why did you forget it until I just had you recall it? Typically, what happens, especially in the first few days or weeks of starting on our goals, our minds begin to self-sabotage us. You start to have negative self-talk and doubt, maybe thinking, I can't do this, and you've lost the original vision. So when you feel negative self-talk arise and your motivation slipping, go back and remember that best case scenario and how it's going to feel when you do reach your goals. Tell yourself you can and visualize yourself doing it. When you believe and hold that vision, the best case scenario will happen. And I cannot testify to the power of this enough. Hold that vision of the best case scenario and keep working towards it. The best case scenario is also surrounded by your why. So again, go back to episode 10 on discipline and finding your why if you need a reminder of this. All right, the first wall we need to scale when it comes to motivation is the starting wall. The biggest wall we face, and we face it every day, and it is just getting started. Getting started at the gym or on your goals in general, making the choice to get started every day is the hardest wall. Why is this such a hard wall? Typically, it's because we fear failure. We get scared to start because we are afraid it won't work out how we want it to go. We build up the worst case scenario in our minds instead of the best. And you may have a fear you won't be able to make it through the workout, or you have a fear you're going to sabotage your diet, or you fear you're going to embarrass yourself, whatever it is. Fear is what tends to stop us every time from taking action. And I wish I would have had somebody validate this for me in the beginning when I had my own fears about failing. Failing is a part of the process, sis, and it's okay to fail. If you think you have to be perfect or a program is telling you you have to be perfect, you are already setting unrealistic expectations and you will fail. I always say, I don't expect perfection, I just expect hustle. And you're here because you want to change. So accept the fact that you're going to fail at some point. The important thing is that failure is not fatal. And it doesn't determine the final score, so long as you get up and keep going. So don't be afraid to get started. And don't be afraid to fail. Think of the greats and how many times they've failed, how many baskets they've missed in a basketball game, or how many times they've had to try again. I will tell you, successful people do not focus on the worst case scenario. They always focused on the best. So don't be afraid to fail. Get going. All right, the next wall, the midweek wall. Why is that we really do well on Monday and Tuesday, and then by the time we get to Wednesday, Thursday, we're feeling sore, we're feeling hungry, and our motivation is just lacking? Why aren't we as lit as we were on Monday? This is the next wall you need to learn how to scale. And maybe this is the wall you keep coming up against, and it keeps setting you back to starting over on Monday. So once you learn to scale this wall, this is going to separate you from where you are now and where you want to be. When you get to those midweek walls, I want you to remember that what you choose to do, the time's going to pass anyway. And you need to again recognize that the process of change is not easy. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. So when you get to day 3 or 4 and you're not feeling comfortable, you need to mentally accept that it's part of the process and dig your heels in and keep going. I want you to think about the motivation you feel when you get started on Monday. You feel energized and excited, and you're ready to defend your goals no matter what comes up Monday, Tuesday. Now, I want you to get rid of the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as separate days of the week. I want you to start treating every day like it's Monday or January 1st, whatever mindset resonates with you most. Treat every day like it's the first day. The next wall is by far the most irritating wall, and this is the slow progress wall. When you can scale the starting and midweek wall, this is the next one you're gonna come up against. Slow progress is so dang frustrating, and I want you to know that we all hit it. Every single one of us, whether it's in health and fitness or business or career, sometimes progress is just slower. But I want you to keep in mind, it took time to get to where you're at, and you need to remember that you have to allow yourself time to get to where you want to be. There is no Amazon Prime for our goals, I've checked. Just kidding. But really, don't expect it to ship overnight or in a week. You need to be patient. Allow it time and trust the process. If you truly want to scale this well, you need to settle into the mindset of quitting is not an option. That's the secret. Do not quit. Continue to focus on the work, not the end result. Who hikes here? I assume many of you have been on a hike. Maybe it's a big hike or a flip-flop hike, whatever it is. But I grew up in Idaho, so hiking was almost an every weekend thing in the summer. I was raised LDS, and every year the girls in the church would go to a camp for a week, and we called it girls camp. And there was always a big hike day in the middle of the week. And as you got older, every summer the hikes would get harder. There is a hike in the Grand Tetons called Table Rock, and it is grueling. It's an all-day hike, I think somewhere between 6 and 8 hours. And in July and in summer heat, it's a very difficult hike. I believe the elevation is just over 4,100 feet. It's a tough hike, and it is steep. And my dad, being the outdoorsman he is, always volunteered to help on this hike if he had a daughter doing it. And he has 4 daughters, so he's done this hike quite a few times. And his advice on these hikes always were, take baby steps, watch your footing, rest when you need to, but keep going. He said that if we did these things, we would reach the top no problem. So as we hiked, that's exactly what we did. We focused on each step, taking rests along the way, enjoying the scenery. And even though it was time consuming and our thighs were burning and there were moments we never thought we'd make it to the top, it always surprised us when he would say, "We're here, we made it, and we did." And it was the sweetest feeling of victory to look up and be like, "Wow, all of those steps led me here." If I would have gone into that hike only thinking about reaching the top and getting it over with, the hike would have seemed so much slower and irritating and painful. But when you're watching your footing, you're thinking about the steps, and you're focusing on the work, you take breaks, but you keep going. And by the time you get to the top, you're like, "Dang, I made it. I'm here." You enjoyed the process of getting there. So if you want to scale this wall of slow progress, you have to focus on the work. If you are too obsessed with the end result, you will never enjoy the process, and the progress will seem painfully slow, even if it's right on time. And this wall is going to keep you from going further if you don't figure this out. The second to last wall is the peer pressure wall. Peer pressure, have you heard this before? Why are you acting different now? Why can't you just take a day off of the gym? When are you going to be done with this diet? I know it's so hard not having a support system that understands you or why you're choosing to make changes in your life. Trust me, I feel this. When I first started out and no one else was doing what I was doing, I was getting hit with temptation and criticism from my roommates, from frustrated friends who wanted to go out and drink, and they made me feel guilty for ditching out to spend time on myself. Now, I don't know what your specific situation is, but just remember, most people struggle seeing others making changes for the better because they are insecure to make those changes themselves. So I want you to stay strong and stand your ground and think of the amazing example that you're setting. Remember, being a leader and standing alone is not easy. Think of superheroes who took the heat for being different and standing up for what they believe is right. And then think of the actual superheroes that stood up in life. Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr. Now, I know those are extreme examples, but you are making a movement in your own life by making changes. Don't apologize for choosing you. And don't take their negative reactions personally. It's most likely coming from their own place of insecurity. And at the end of the day, this is what it really comes down to. Not apologizing for choosing you. Because when you show up for yourself, you will show up better for everyone else. All right, the last wall. After you scale the first four walls, this is something you will be scaling every single day. And this is the life happens wall. When life happens, you have to let go of the guilt associated with it. Because life is always going to be there to try to knock you down. And sometimes you are going to fall on your butt. When life happens, this means you had to skip the gym because of a family emergency or because work ran late or whatever it is. Or it can mean that you went out to lunch and you had more food than you planned. Or maybe you have to have a procedure that's going to make you sit the bench for a few weeks. Whatever it is in the grand scheme, things like this won't determine the outcome. It's what you do next that will. Because when life happens, you gotta be rocky. You gotta pop back up and you gotta pivot. Just because you may not win every round, you can always win the fight by your choices. You just have to accept that life is going to happen, and the perfect route to results is 100% make-believe. There is no perfect route. Life is always going to life. But this is what motivation is all about. Remembering the best case scenario or outcome of yourself in what you're trying to accomplish. And once you can truly learn that failing is a part of the process and you don't associate any guilt with it, you just get back up and you keep going. You need to treat every day like it's Monday or January 1st. You need to accept that results are not available with Amazon Prime. You need to focus on the hike, not just getting to the top of the mountain. Never, ever apologize for choosing yourself and get some boxing gloves because life is never gonna stop lifing. And remember, everything you need to succeed is already inside you. Until next time, hustlers. But I'm living great. Everything I do.